Baseball Newfoundland and Labrador submitted a letter to the Department of Health in late July asking for consideration to allow minor provincial championships to take place this summer amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Late last week, Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Janice Fitzgerald, rejected the proposal, of course, due to safety reasons. Joining me live by phone on the VOCM Friday Morning Sports Spotlight is Executive Director of Baseball NL, Ryan Garland. Good morning.
Hey, Ben. Thanks for having me on.
So, Ryan, first off, what reasoning did Dr. Fitzgerald and Public Health give for not allowing the minor provincial championships to go ahead?
It was a combination of factors. I think the biggest one is obviously the concern around contact tracing, the concern around potential spread of the virus from region to region and from health authority to health authority. I know that was expressed to us even before we submitted the formal request. So to have that come back as a couple of the key reasons why we couldn't do it was no shock to us.
Do you believe your plan was enough to get those provincial championships done in a safe manner?
We do. Again, maybe it's a bit facetious, not really knowing the ins and outs of the way the virus works and is transmitted and all that stuff. But we certainly felt that our plan met any and all of the public health guidelines that were in place. But unfortunately, government felt otherwise. But again, I want to thank Dr. Fitzgerald and the Community Health Department for even considering the request. I know they get inundated with this type of stuff, so I do want to thank them for even taking the time to acknowledge they had it and consider it to some degree.
Now, Ryan, why was it so important to Baseball NL to have these go ahead this summer?
Baseball is a very regionalized sport in the sense of how our registration is set up. So we've got a lot of players on the Avalon, a lot of players on the West Coast, and we have some players in Central. And provincial championships for a lot of our smaller associations especially, that's the lifeblood of their registration. So without those opportunities to play and travel and compete, registration either suffers greatly or doesn't happen altogether. So the fact that we can do some regional tournaments is nice. Dr. Fitzgerald did approve that, which was good. So we're working on a plan for those now, and they'll be rolling out starting next week on the West Coast, and we'll likely roll through middle-ish of September, wrapping up here on the East Coast.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to ask you next, actually. Permission has been granted for these regional tournaments. What does it mean for the game and Baseball NL as a whole to be able to just at least pull those off?
It's nice, I must say. I know we had some concerns back in late June around the wording that was released, which wouldn't allow regional competition, which we expressed to government our concerns, and they were very accommodating and had that fixed once we outlined why we needed it. So to be able to take this next step toward regional tournaments is only logical. We do have some modifications we have to make in terms of setup, in terms of how we run our tournaments. But we will be abiding by all the public health guidelines and putting off 24, as it looks right now, tournaments across the province that will give our kids a fitting end to a very unprecedented summer.
Yeah, and it is unfortunate, of course, that the minor provincial championships can't go ahead. But is there anything that can really replace that experience for these kids? I mean, what are they kind of really missing out on here by not being able to play in these?
The biggest thing in terms of a provincial championship is the ability, I guess, to say you are the best in the province at what you're trying to do. Apart from that, if you can remove the wins and losses, it's the friendships you make, it's the new people you meet, it's the ability to maybe see, even from a travel perspective, a part of the province you hadn't seen or haven't seen in a while. So no, there's definitely some losses without the provincials, but again, making the best of what's been a bad situation, not just for us, but for everyone. I certainly don't want to put baseball in a bubble and say we're dealing with problems that other people aren't. But it's been a tough summer, but we are very much appreciative of what government has done and continues to do for us and everyone involved.
So was there any other reason given for why regional championships could go ahead but not provincial ones, other than the fact that, like you mentioned, contact tracing, and that it's much easier to do when everybody is in one region rather than, of course, spread across the province?
No, those are the two biggest reasons. Again, we weren't super surprised by that. It's easy to isolate it and keep everything in the Avalon and the Eastern Health Authority, and similarly in the Central and Western Health Authorities. Again, the threat of spreading it from Health Authority to Health Authority was something that was pretty strong in their letter. And again, I can't necessarily disagree with that philosophy. It's unfortunate that it affected us in the way that it did.
And Ryan, is Baseball NL making any early plans for, let's say, a bigger, better provincial championships next year?
if everything is back to normal next year, hopefully it is. I know that we've got a lot of things to do in terms of just general public health and safety and to get to that point. But if we are back to normal come April, May, June of 2021, we will be having what I would like to hope is some of the best provincial championships we've had in quite some time. I think the kids deserve it. I think we deserve it. And I think just generally it's be nice to get back to doing some quote-unquote normal activity once again.
Agreed. Executive Director of Baseball Newfoundland and Labrador, Ryan Garland, thank you so much for joining us on the VOCM Friday Morning Sports Spotlight.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.